If you had the exact playbook the top 5% of gym owners run, how big would your numbers jump this year? Lock that playbook in September 4th through 6th in Nashville at the 2025 Grow Summit. These are the exact frameworks owners use to scale, step back, or even sell their gym for seven figures. Go to fitprogrowsummit.com, choose your seat, and drop the code PODCAST for an instant $100 discount. See you in Nashville.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to another Built to Grow episode. I'm going to be your host today, Randy Engston, joined, well, Mr. Tim's out of town, by Mr. Zach Columbia.
I'm here.
He's here. Here.
It's so weird. We're sitting on like, that's where you sit, and then this is where Tim sits. But when we do the Healthy Living Scottsdale podcast, this is where I sit. So yeah. It's like, I don't know.
It's just like chair roulette today.
Yeah.
We've got a good one for you guys. This is something that we'll get into the topic, but this is something that we actually just coached our springboard coaching clients on. Zach's got a great formula for kind of making some decisions within your business regarding the model and kind of guiding you towards making the best decisions for not only the business, but as we called the topic or the episode today, the Holy Trinity. Why don't you kind of just break that down and kind of just explain the Holy Trinity, and then we'll get into, you know, how that impacts the decisions that you're making within the business yourself.
Yeah. The Holy Trinity of your model, your fitness model, is this. It should equally benefit you as the owner, the coaches as your staff and part of this training model, and then your clients.
Sure.
And if you can find the perfect balance in your model and in your systems and how you do everything, and you can create something that is beneficial for all three of those parties, then you are going to have a successful business.
Sure.
Right. And so, if the pendulum swings too much one of those directions, everything's going to fall apart.
Yeah.
And so it's like, if you are, and we hear this all the time from gym owners, right? They're like, my clients won't do that, you know, and you've bent over backwards for them for so many years. And it's like, well, you're all benefit to the clients, but that's hurting you as the owner. Mm-hmm. And then probably your coaches as well.
Sure.
And then it's like, if it's all rewarding you, then you're going to have staff turnover at a higher rate, right? You're probably not going to keep clients. You know, if you're forcing things, if you're not considering your coaches in how you set up your systems and creating, you know, a gym model that keeps coaches, that rewards coaches for being a part of your team, like, and you're taking all the benefit as the owner, well, guess what? That's going to damage not only the coaches, but also your clients. So it all kind of culminates. And if you can just find the sweet spot,
sure,
then you're going to have a successful business.
Yeah. I like how you broke it down too, because like you said, I mean, there can't be too much weight in any one of those arenas,
yeah,
right? You have to consider all of those when it comes time to optimizing, making changes to the model. Hell, even just looking at the business that you've run and deciding, you know, is this the direction I want to go? Is this the business model that's going to give me longevity for the future? But let's break it down. Let's talk about some of the specifics that we've gone through, you know, the situations that you've considered, you know, weighing this Trinity against some of the decisions in the business and things like that. Give us an example. Like, you know, what is something that a gym owner might be going through that this would be a great guide or lens for them to look through?
Yeah. So one of the simplest ones, and this applies at like all levels,
sure,
of your,
yep,
business. So, and I have a matrix and we can kind of get into that here, but I'll throw out an example of this, which would be unlimited training.
Okay.
Okay. So unlimited training, how does that like fit into our, you know, Holy Trinity? Well, if you cap training sessions, if you have a limited number of training sessions, that in turn is then limiting your clients and how often they can do business with you, how they can do business with you. So if we handcuff them and we say, okay, you're on a 2-time-a-week membership. Well, we know that our clients are not going to get good results coming and working with us 2 days a week if that's all that they're doing. Sure. And so we're kind of pulling away from them. Okay. Now, why would we handcuff them and limit them to 2 times a week? Well, we would probably do that because our schedule, our availability is not set up to fulfill on more than that.
Sure.
You know, so Absolutely. We have a 2-time-a-week membership, and then, and maybe it's also because we don't feel like we could, you know, sell more because we don't think that they'll buy, you know, pay more or whatever, which is obviously going to negatively impact the owner there. But if we have limited availability on our schedule for our clients, that hurts our clients. And we shift over to the coaches side of that. Well, if you have limited availability for your coaches, then your coaches are going to be part-time.
Yep.
Right. You're not going to have a full-time schedule for your coaches. They're not going to be bought into the mission. They're going to be bouncing around from your gym to another job, you know, and they're not going to be as bought in. They're not going to take as good of, you know, care of the clients. You can't offer them benefits or perks, and that negatively impacts you as the owner. So it's like, if we have a unlimited training model where our clients can come as often as they want, then we, instead of doing split schedules where it's like my clients will only train at, you know, 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. and then from 4 to 7, it's like, well, if I open that up and I allow my clients to train anytime that they want, as often as they want, benefit for the client, right? Now I can bring staff on. I can hire, you know, staff, higher quality staff that's career oriented, that's going to be with me longer term, which is going to alleviate a lot of headaches for you as the owner,
yeah.
Right? And then it's like, I can pay that staff. We could go back to opportunity cost,
yep.
Right? So, you know, I could fulfill on this training myself and I could, you know, make $200 an hour, or I could buy that hour back, pay a team member $20 to fulfill on that. I make 180, but then I can also go push the business forward. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, when we're thinking about how we're set up, we really need to think about how it impacts everyone. So we can get into the,
yeah,
if you have anything to add there,
I think you're spot on, but I'm glad you mentioned the team buy-in, because that could be a whole episode on its own.
Sure.
And we're going to get into some others, you know, coming up, but that's a conversation I've had a lot lately is, you know, bringing in the part-time coach, bringing in somebody because Saturday is so hard to staff. Can I just bring the one person in that only works Saturdays? It's like, well, how does that impact the rest of the business?
Yeah.
You know, and just even you touching on there, you did some great examples of like, you know, it's going to limit your potential earnings and things like that as an owner, their buy-in, culture, belief, their longevity in the role, all of that stuff's impacted. I think a lot of it just comes down to making sure that you're putting the right person in the role that's needed, not creating a role for somebody that you want to put in the business.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's break it down. Let's get into some of the matrix that you have.
Yeah. So I basically have kind of like a 5-question matrix to look at your model, look at your systems, how you set everything up, and then determine, you know, hey, are we going to do this? Is this balanced and fit into the Holy Trinity, right? So question number one is, does this or will this benefit me as the owner? Yes or no? It's pretty like black and white. Sure. And it's like, is this going to benefit me as the owner? And as we kind of move down the matrix and list of questions here, if any of these questions are no, it's not going to benefit you as the owner. So it's kind of like, well, that's the most important one. You have all the risk as yep. the owner. It's your business. So ultimately, you should be rewarded for that. One thing that really irritates me is when we talk to owners and it's like they make less than their staff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, we hear man? It all the time.
You know, like you own this gym, you have all the risk and the lease. And if something, they can just walk away. They're not vested at all. But anyway, okay. So question number one, right? Will this benefit you as the owner? Yes or no? Question number two is, will this positively impact my team? And that could be yes, no, or neutral. Right. Sure. It could be a net neutral, right? You could say, like this, there's no impact here, right? No net impact. Question number three is, will this help me attract clients? Okay. So if it, and that could be a yes, no, or neutral, mm-hmm. it might help you retain clients. It might not help you, attract clients.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't help you attract clients, right, and it doesn't benefit the team, and it's not going to benefit you as the owner. Okay. And then question four is, will it help me retain clients? So if it helps you retain clients or attract clients, if it benefits your coaching staff, it's going to benefit you as the owner. Okay. So if any of those are true, you know, then it's like, okay, we've got something to work with here. Now, if it's going to benefit, you know, if it's going to help you attract clients, but it's going to hurt the coaching staff, if it's negatively going to impact the coaching staff, then it's going to not benefit you as the owner of potentially, right? Or eventually. And a perfect example of that is like running a 6-week challenge. Okay. So I remember back in the day when we ran a couple of 6-week challenges here, and the first one is like, we didn't really know what was going on, right? We're like, never done this before. Okay. Let's experience it. Let's see what happens. And it just completely opposite of our normal delivery system. So everybody's working, you know, overtime and trying to like keep up with all of these people. And guess what? It helped us attract clients. Sure. We got 100 people, new people in the gym, but it negatively impacted the coaching staff. And you could say, oh, well, you guys just have to check, you know, suck it up for whatever. And we did, but guess what? It didn't help us retain clients. Yeah. Okay. And so it didn't end up benefiting anybody ultimately. And then when we ran another one, everybody's like, oh, not again. Mm-hmm. Right. Like if this is the way
we're just getting over the last time we did.
Yeah. Right. We just recovered. We just finished therapy from, you know, from that one.
Hey, Tim Lyons here, and let me ask you a quick question. If you had the exact playbook the top 5% of gym owners run, how big would your numbers jump this year? Lock that playbook in September 4th through 6th in Nashville at the 2025 Growth Summit. 3 days laser-focused on building a gym that prints, profit, and buys back your time. Okay, I'm going to walk you through the 7 habits of the highly profitable gyms that we work with. You'll master the Love's Flywheel with Dan Waymera. You're going to learn magnetic hiring with Lindsay Vastola and even bolt on a 5-figure nutrition program with Jennifer Brockstrom. You need marketing firepower? Alicia Little shows you AI automation that do the heavy lifting while you sleep. Do you want unshakable sales swagger? Christopher Carter's body language tactics seal the deal. Then New York Times bestselling author Donald Miller closes us out by teaching you how to clarify your message so clients line up and referrals explode. Single track stage, zero fluff, only 250 seats. These are the exact frameworks owners use to scale, step back, or even sell their gym for 7 figures. VIP is disappearing fast, so go to fitprogrowsummit.com, choose your seat, and drop the code podcast for an instant $100 discount. Good only while you're hearing my voice. Grow Summit 2025. Build the gym that wins. See you in Nashville.
But yeah, to that point, right?
I have a story here. I shouldn't even tell it, but
let's do it.
We are in the entertainment business for some degree. We ran a 6-week challenge here. So we did as boot camp style classes, and you get a room full of, I had like 50 people in our gym at like a 6 p.m. boot camp. And I was running it, and I had the mic, you know, like even I was like a, you know, instructor, and I'm running around and I'm like shouting at people and, you know, like pushing them and all that. And there was this like lady that was in the 6-week challenge. She was like in her 70s, no business doing a 6-week challenge. But she was wearing a tennis skirt.
Okay.
And we were doing like glute bridges on the floor, and things were not, she had a wardrobe misfunction, man. And I'm like walking pat, like down the aisle, like through the people. And I just look over and there's just some things in life you just can't unsee, you know? And you want to talk about negatively impacting your staff. Like I'm
scarred.
Anyway. Okay. and then question five, is there a better way? Okay. And so if you could go through all four of these and say, yes, it's going to benefit me as the owner. Yes, it's going to impact my, you know, positively impact my team, or it's, you know, net zero. It's going to help me retain clients. It's going to help me, you know, attract clients. Step outside the box from that and then go, but is there a better way? And so this is one of the things we wanted to do with our springboard clients. Is go, guys, we want you to look at your model and say, like, you know, for 20 plus years, everybody's been doing the same thing in the fitness industry and struggling with the same challenges and the same, you know, kind of like, it's really hard to get clients and it's really hard to keep clients and staffing's an issue and like all of these things. And we just want to go, okay, is there a better way?
Yeah.
You know, even if you don't necessarily, you're like, okay, this is just the way it is. And it's like, okay, but it's not
great.
It's not or great. It's not this holy trinity, but it's like, it's okay. It's like, well, just think outside the box for a minute, like step back out of the model. Like if you could create the perfect gym owner life, what would that look like? And then, you know, how do we build the systems and the model around that?
You know, like just even listening to that, it's a nod for semi-private, right? I mean, when we look at the history let's just call it the last 10 years, right? Group training, the boot camps, all that stuff exploded and things like that. While there are, you know, there's handfuls of gyms that do that fairly well. It's got its limiting factors, right? Client retention's dropped.
It won't
massively.
Help you retain clients. Yep. So even if it helps you attract clients, it won't help you retain them. And that's just a vicious cycle.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. And then you end up, you know, you're in a marketing and sales position instead of running a gym, you know? But then your other option, right? Do I do one-on-one? This is a conversation that's going on in the Iron Circle right now. Do I open up more hours or do I fill the gap with a couple one-on-one clients? And while sure, can you collect the revenue today for that one-on-one client? Absolutely. What happens when you want to open those sessions up, those times up for semi-private then? And you've got three, you know, you and two coaches are training one-on-one clients now. What do you do? Try to convert them to a semi-private or cancel their membership because you need that bandwidth to go into semi-private. So I think a lot of what you're saying too is not just when you're looking, you're taking that step back in determining, is it the best option that you have available? Look at it through the lens of what is this going to be in 6 months? What is this going to be in a year, right? Sure. Today you may have the ability to collect some revenue and get a couple of wins, maybe make a couple hundred dollars more a week. Can we do it in a different way that can collect that revenue at a greater rate or even at the same rate, but for the long haul, right? And so, you know, in that situation, I'd rather open up one more session of semi-private than fill that one spot with one one-on-one client. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And this was the, you know, we're giving you the what, not necessarily the how. And with our springboard clients, maybe you have a schedule where it's like, hey, I'm open for 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the afternoon or whatever. Well, how do we then start to expand that? How do we grow that? How do we, you know, then start staffing for, take somebody from a part-time position to more of a full-time structured position? And what does our membership need to look like? How do we transition members from a 8 times a month or, you know, 9 sessions a month, however you're doing that, right? And little plug to weekly.
There you go.
Yeah. but it's how do we do this in phases and strategically start moving towards this? You're not going to just do it overnight, right? And that's where we come in. That's our value, is to say, hey, we've done this. We've made the mistakes. We know what needs to happen and how to systematically implement these things and get to that perfect balance of the, of, you know, gym ownership and coaching and clients
yeah.
all, you know, and without breaking the current model.
Yeah. And that's the big thing is sometimes you, I don't want to say you have to break it. Sometimes you have to break it in your mind at least, right? What you're doing today might not be the thing that's going to take you to the next level. I mean, that's the reason that we coach. It's the reason that we, you know, have our coaching program. The reason that we give away all of the information on the podcast is because you have to challenge as a business owner. And we did a podcast a couple episodes ago about, you know, constantly testing and always looking for, you know, where is the puck going type of thing, and not just being set in your ways. You know, you mentioned not being handcuffed by your clients. My least favorite thing to hear from a gym owner is my clients won't, because 9 times out of 10, they haven't even asked enough people or they haven't tested or tried any of it. It's just their internal limiting belief, because that's what the gym owner or the gym has done for so long that they just assume their clients won't even fathom another way. You know what I mean? And until you have some evidence, until you've tested, until you've had some conversations, put some people in the seat, do you even actually know? Or is it just you're limited because of your own self-limiting beliefs, you know? But it's a phenomenal way of looking at the model. Obviously, right now, you know, we've talked about with Tim a lot, like this phase of business ownership is optimization, right? It's building, it's being able to create systems that are scalable, that can be implemented, that run like a well-oiled machine. We're not grasping at straws. We're not trying to, you know, throw a little bit something on the schedule or another service offering or another profit center just for incremental type gain all the time. Especially through that lens, right? It has to benefit both the client or all three, right? The owner, the client, and the training staff in order to be something that's sustainable.
Yep.
And I think, you know, especially, it's real easy to just do it from a business and client standpoint, but when you bring that coaching team in there, especially right now where retention on coaches is extremely difficult, finding people that, in, if you look at the industry, like there's very few personal training gyms that do create a career-oriented, you know, a structured schedule, all of those types of things.
It doesn't exist, and it's the same thing as attracting clients. Same concept.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. So if I just say, hey, we offer fitness, nutrition, and accountability, there's nothing that differentiates me that's going to help me attract clients. Mm-hmm. Right. Or retain clients. Same exact thing for your staff. There's nothing there that's going to help you attract quality career-oriented coaches if you do the same thing and offer the same thing as everybody else. Yeah, I can, you know, come on in, we've got 3 hours of clients for you, and then you got to go get the rest on your own, and that's not going to benefit you as the owner.
Yeah, ultimately, yeah, everything rolls uphill there, you know, in that way. And
it does.
Hey guys, Tim here. And is your gym stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month and you know that you're capable of doing more? You need to check out the Springboard. Springboard's our new 12-month coaching program designed to help you hit $30,000 a month in stable, recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym, just visit gymownercoach.com. That's gymownercoach.com for all the details.
Yeah, no, I'm glad we had this conversation. Is there anything else you want to add to that, or, you know, clean up or anything?
One of the benefits, which usually we don't say this, because we want the owner to be the owner, but most owners are still on the training floor. They're still in the day-to-day operations. And one of the benefits that you have is you get to see and you understand the gap between fitness and business. You're seeing both ends of that. And I always train my directors, mm-hmm. fitness directors, your job as the director is to bridge the gap between fitness and business. You have to understand both worlds. What works in one doesn't always work in the other, but how do we merge the two and blend them together? And so, you know, you, if you're just in that owner seat and you've been removed from the training for a long period of time, you need someone like myself who is going to bridge that gap for you. But if you're an owner that's, you know, sitting in that trainer seat still, and you're still face to face with clients, you have a little bit better perspective of that holy trinity, sure, because you're, you know, in that owner seat, you're in that coach seat, and then you're face to face, you know, more often with the clients. So, you know, it is actually beneficial for you. But even with all that said, if you don't know what you don't know, right? And so when you come into a coaching program like Springboard, the results speak for themselves, right? Like the gyms that go and execute on what we tell them, they just blow up. They explode. And the ones that want to hold on to those old, you know, traditions and the old models, they struggle. It takes them a little bit, you know, longer. And then they do it, finally do it. And they're like, wow, should have done this a long time ago. But yeah.
Well, if you guys listening, Zach and I are actually handling the pre-con this year for our Growth Summit. So, you know, a little bit of a kind of a glimpse into some of the things that you'll hear us speaking to at the Growth Summit. If you haven't got your tickets yet, fitprogrowthsummit.com, lock in your tickets there. Thursday, you're going to hear from Zach and I. We're going to lay out exactly how, you know, we take gyms through the process of making some of these changes, implementing some of these systems, but ultimately building that true gym that's going to both serve you, serve your team, serve your clients, and do it at a rate and a revenue level that, you know, you're going to be proud of, and you're going to be able to kind of fully, finally grasp what it's like to be a business owner, a successful business owner in the fitness realm. But lock in those tickets if you haven't yet. We'll love to see you in Nashville. Until next episode, keep changing lives.
All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link, and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.